Good morning, you're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Ken Parr. This morning, my guest is Santo Tursivia, who is an economist and a forecaster and also an advisor to Floor Focus magazine. Santo, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, Ken.
Good to have you on with us this morning. I wanted to talk to you because you've recently published your annual edition of the U.S. Floor Report. How many pages is that book? I mean, it's very thick. It's about 4 inches thick.
I believe it's now over 300 pages.
Yeah, it's a lot of great information. I know you spent a lot of time putting it together. One of the great things about it is that you segment all the different facets of the industry. You know, you the channels, the products, the brands, you cover the acquisitions. It's probably the most thorough analysis of the industry I've ever seen. And also, one of the things about the book is it covers from 2006 to 2016, so it's a 10-year view by every category and by almost every channel. So it's a ton of information. Just a quick summary. Why don't you talk first about your economic outlook?
Sure, Ken. The one, if I were to categorize the overall economy right now in a word, I would say uncertainty. Uncertainty is hanging over the U.S. economy like a cloud right now. People don't know what's going to be the situation with taxes, what's going to be the situation with regulations, with health care costs, with fiscal policy. Consumer confidence is at a low ebb right now. So many things are uncertain. People are not investing. Businesses especially are not investing. And that's causing the recession to stretch out. Federal government seems to be making this whole process more injurious than it has to be. However, there are some strengths. The strength of the economy right now comes from two areas. It comes from consumer spending, as it always does. Without consumer spending, which accounts for 70% of our GDP, we'd be in a deep trough. And exports. We have a situation right now, which I'll get into in a little bit, with a weak dollar that has caused exports to be more valuable. So companies like Boeing, who obviously sells aircraft all around the world, and Caterpillar, companies like that are selling their equipment at really good prices because the dollar is so weak, and overseas can get a good value for their money. Those things are keeping the economy up, keeping people working, and that's buoying the situation with us right now.
Yeah. You know, I listened to Warren Buffett's interview a couple of weeks ago on the Bloomberg radio, and actually it was encouraging. He was talking about it, you know, if the housing market will just kick back into gear, he thinks that we could see unemployment drop to 6%. And I look at your report and I see where, if you look back at 2006, which was the peak of the total revenue in this business, it was almost a $24 billion industry. And then I look forward in your forecast on this latest report, and you've got us in a full recovery by 2013. So talk a little bit about that.
Yes, we see housing starting to come back in 2013, which really drives the recovery of the floor covering business. Right now, the only strength we're seeing in the residential replacement market in home remodeling, and that's been mediocre at best right now, but it's still holding up the industry. But we see housing starts really starting to come back in 2013, which should push the whole flooring industry back on track again, so that in 2014 and in the out years, we should get back on track with our regular growth. My real concern, however, is inflation. We're seeing right now this whole thing play out in Washington with the deficit. We got a $1.7 trillion deficit. Federal spending is up a third since Obama took office. That means he's increased spending by 33% and tax revenues are down. So the Federal Reserve is monetizing the debt. They're buying the notes the Treasury can't sell. It's inflating the currency. The monetary base is up 28% since the start of this year. That's causing inflation. It's causing a weak dollar. Makes everything we import more expensive, especially like energy, which also, on the other hand, makes imports more expensive, but exports cheaper. And we're reaping the benefit of that right now. And the companies that do exporting are seeing some growth there. What you're also seeing on the other side, it's also promoting domestic production. We're seeing ceramic tile imports have fallen off this year, but domestic production has picked up because it's getting more expensive to import ceramic tile into the United States, and it's become cheaper to make it here. We're going to see, I think, increasingly more domestically based manufacturing for flooring and other products, and China and other places overseas less of a factor.
So one benefit of a weakened dollar is that it makes our products more competitive and more attractive to foreign markets, right?
That's correct, if you're an exporter. Problem is, most American companies, with the exception of a few, are not international in their scope, so they're hard-pressed to take advantage of that. But the companies that are able to sell their products overseas at an advantage.
Santo, I know one of the things you track is the different channels, you know, whether it be the home centers, the independent retailers, the category killers. Talk about the future trends in those areas.
Well, we're seeing a rise in store brands, especially in the major home centers and the big box guys. And I'll include Lumber Liquidators in that. Even for that matter, the buying groups are starting to develop their own brands. But we're seeing, like, Lowe's Swift Lock is now the fifth highest selling brand in the laminate flooring category. Lumber Liquidators private label wood flooring is fifth in overall wood flooring sales. So we're seeing retailers start to take over, up their advertising, and create competition for the manufacturer's brands out in the marketplace. Mm-hmm. And going to private label either overseas or domestically or a combination thereof to produce those products. At that point, for the retailers, manufacturers become interchangeable.
Yeah, actually, you know, you helped me on an article in our May issue of this year. This was inevitable. If manufacturers do not spend money building their own brands, the consumer is going to gravitate toward a brand. It leaves a void that can be filled easily with the retailer. Is that right?
That's correct. You know, we track in the flow report advertising by the different brands, and the dollar volume of advertising in all of the flooring categories except for two, carpet fibers and wood flooring, have gone down in 2010, whereas in the retail category, it's gone up. And I think we're starting to see retailers start to exercise control over the channel increasingly, and I don't think that's going to go away in the future. I think manufacturers are still going to be looking left and right for their competition, but they're also going to be looking up as well to find that they also have retail competition too.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk briefly about product trends. What are you seeing in the future? Any shifts in, say, wood versus carpet or anything in that area?
Well, carpet continues to be under siege. Carpet roll goods, that is. Mm-hmm. We're seeing hard surface on the residential side start to pressure it. We're seeing carpet tile in the commercial market pressuring it. And carpet also suffers just from the general decline in housing because a lot of carpet roll goods go into new home construction. It's already, carpet is already below 50% as a share of all flooring sales. And we expect by 2015 it'll be down in the mid-40s. So carpet needs to put some effort into revitalizing that category if it's going to turn that around. On the other hand, wood flooring continues to have a desirable position. Now, it's being squeezed because the home construction is down, but our research indicates, at least among consumers, that it is still a desirable product. And when things start to turn around, when housing starts to come back, you're going to see wood start to get back on its horse and start to continue to grab share, as will ceramic.
Okay, so wood and ceramic are going to be the two stellar winners in the future.
Yeah, with laminate also coming back a little bit, too.
Yeah. Okay, Santa. Well, thanks for giving us this quick outlook, and if anybody's interested in hearing more about the U.S. Floor Report or getting a copy of it, how's the best way to reach you?
Well, they can call me at my office, 610-927-2299, or look us up on the web at marketinsightstorsivia.com.
Okay, great, Santo. Again, we've been talking to Santo Torcivia, an economist and an advisor to Floor Focus, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.